MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, April 14, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Mostly cloudy, mid to upper 50s today. High tide in Gloucester Harbor, 10:32 a.m. and 10:58 p.m. The 15-year-old girl who was struck by a car in a Middleton driveway earlier this month has died from her injuries. According to the Essex County District Attorney's Office, based on the investigation, it appears that the teen's death was a tragic accident. The name of the victim is being withheld because she was a juvenile. Danvers schools are just below a fully funded budget, and the town's finance committee has an idea on how to get the additional funds for the schools. The Salem News is reporting today that the committee is considering a trash fee. The select board is in favor of bringing an article forward to the May town meeting for consideration by town meeting members. The Kay's Jewelers store at the North Shore Mall was robbed yesterday afternoon at around 1 p.m. The Salem News is reporting today that the robber was quickly identified by police and picked up not far from the mall. 27-year-old Starlin Batista was arrested by police and charged with armed robbery. The masked robber was still wearing his mask when he was picked up by police. Road construction begins today on Linfield Street in Lynn. The Daily Item reports that the project will take place weekdays from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and is focused between Caudry Avenue and Colonial Avenue. The project involves roadway resurfacing as well as sidewalk work. And this week, we will continue our coverage of Salem's special election for mayor, scheduled for May 16. We'll be posting interviews with both of the candidates, Dominic Pangelo and Neil Harrington. Bill Newell on sports next with news of a local baseball team picking up its first win of the season.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. The Bruins beat the Florida Panthers last night 3-1 in Game 1 of their opening round playoff series. Brad Marchand on getting a win in Game 1.
It's always good to start the first game with a win, but we haven't accomplished anything yet. And you know, each game that goes on is harder and harder to win, and they're going to push back. All good teams do, and they have a lot of really good players in that group that they're competitive. You know, and that second game is always a tough one. So,
Game 2 tomorrow night at 7:30 in Boston. The Celtics host the Atlanta Hawks tonight in Game 2 of their opening round playoff series, having won the opening game on Saturday. Celtic coach Joe Mazzulla on getting ready for Game 2.
It's just as important to prepare for yourself and to really understand yourself and build an awareness to who you are, what goes well, what doesn't go well, etc. That's just as important as preparing for Atlanta. And so we'll do both. Prepare for ourselves, understand ourselves, and focus on them as well.
Again, Game 2 tonight. The Red Sox lost to the Angels yesterday 5-4 on Patriots Day. They'll host the Twins tonight. In North Shore sports, in high school baseball, Gloucester picked up their first win of the season, an 11-0 win over Peabody. Gloucester coach Rory Gentile on pitcher Zach Morris and the game yesterday.
It was the Zach that we know. So five innings, he didn't let up a hit until the fifth. Two walks, which we can live with, seven strikeouts, but multiple pitches working. He's just overwhelming sometimes when he's in the strike zone. He also had two hits at the plate. You know, we did some things well in the fifth inning hitting. I think it took a little while for us to adjust. They gave us, I think, the first four runs we had, but then once we started hitting and executing the way we apparently can, we did sort of run away with it. But it all starts with Zach. He's the senior leadership. We did welcome back Jason Earl, our senior catcher today, which I thought, I don't know how to quantify it, but it sort of made us a different team, having a lifelong solid catcher back behind the plate.
Gloucester baseball coach Rory Gentile. Today, Salem High Baseball will host Georgetown this afternoon at 4. That's sports along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.